Shubhodaya. Good to be back here. Last time you asked me to come back. And tomorrow is Makara Sankranti. Makara Sankranti. Sankranti from the Uttarayana. The sun starts moving towards the north. In the northern hemisphere, days are becoming longer. Uttarayana means Uttara Ayana. Uttara means higher. Ayana, our journey is moving higher, towards the higher. From tomorrow, sun determines, sun is saying, you start moving higher in your life. Yoga is nothing but moving higher in life, connecting to the higher possibilities. Yoga means you connect where you are to the higher possibility. Makara Sankranti from the Makara, it's 6 months. It is sun is moving towards the north. North, it is moving, days are becoming brighter, days are becoming longer. So our life also must become longer, longer in our life. And yoga is nothing but a purification technique. We have to purify physically, purify mentally, purify spiritually. Purification is an integral part of yoga. Purification now, we can't do many asanas. Body is very stiff. Why it is stiff? So, accumulation of toxins in the body. Few Ayurveda doctors are here. When the toxin starts, they say, when the toxin starts building up in the body becomes rigid. If you feel the muscle of a small baby, very soft. But if you feel the adult body, very stiff, like a rock. Why it has become? Muscles have become very tight. And heart also, because of the toxin buildup, so much of worry, heart is not pumping properly. Contraction and expansion is not happening. So, toxins have built up. Toxins have come to the body through the food we eat, and through the company of friends. The wrong thinking, wrong ideas they throw at us, and our own small thinking, because of that, toxins come to our body through the input, through the mouth, or what we take, and your friend circle, society, and environment, and also our thinking. Through that, toxins build up and it starts affecting us physically, mentally, and spiritually. Yoga asana is mainly directed at removing the gross impurities. Various asanas you are doing so that your mobility increases. Why mobility is important? Body is like a vehicle. You are a traveler. You need a good body, able body, so that you can move fast. If the engine is there, engine is good, and if it is moving only at a tortoise speed, you can't accomplish. You need to be energetic physically also. Not to be very laid back, I hardly move. Physically, toxins have built up, it has become tamasic. Tamasic, to remove the tamasic energy, you do the asana. Through the pranayama is a link between the body and the mind. In the front, Shri Krishna is holding the reins of the horse. So, horse is compared to a mind. Reins are compared to the breathing. If you are stressed, anxiety, breathing becomes out of control. Out of control, breathing becomes very jerky, mind also is very agitated. When you are very calm, serene, in this prashanti environment, in the Sunday, not much of crowd also, and mind is very calm, your breathing also becomes very calm. If you go near a flower, beautiful flower, you want to smell the flower, you inhale, you enjoy. And when you hear a wrong news, If the teacher, she is giving assignment, if she says you have failed, oh, is it? You exhale and you contract. When you are happy, you expand. When you depressed, you start contracting. Yoga is the process of expansion. Expansion towards the Uttara, Uttarayana. And in the mental level, you have to enable yourself mentally. For that, Yama and Niyama are talked about. You have to be mentally energized. Toxins have to be removed. How to purge out the toxins? Toxins, so much of physical toxins, food. I can avoid going to eating out, I avoid eating fast food, I avoid eating Swiggy and other things. I will eat freshly prepared. I may be eating fresh, that is not enough. And the second one, I can isolate myself and limited access to social interaction. So input I minimized. Now the mind, how to handle the mind. Now Yama and Niyama, Yama last week I talked about, Yama is like a defense ministry. In the country, two ministries are important, Ministry of Defense and Ministry of Home Ministry. Defense ministry prevents us, protecting us from the outer aggression. Home ministry protects us from inner turmoil. You need both. Yama is talking about outer aggression. Ahimsa, you observe ahimsa. Ahimsa meaning in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna talked about ahimsa. Amanitvam adambitvam ahimsa kshanti arjavam. Several times he talked about ahimsa in the battlefield. Battlefield, ahimsa doesn't mean you become a doormat. Everyone walk over you. Not that one. It is not Gandhian. Gandhi misunderstood the message of ahimsa. If somebody hits you on one cheek, showing the other cheek, it is not ahimsa. It is not ahimsa because of the wrong understanding. That concept, many outside people came and used us as a doormat. Mughals came, Britishers came. They thought ahimsa means Indians are ahimsa. Hit one, they will show another one. It is not that one. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says ahimsa. You fight the battle of your life, observe ahimsa. Ahimsa means you have to do your job, but not out of hatred, as a duty. Not out of hate. I don't like that person and attack, not that one. Not out of jealousy, out of hatred, not that one. Ahimsa means you are doing a job, you are protecting the country. For that one, for if the prashanti is there, if somebody, robbers come outside from outside, you have an obligation to stand up and protect the institution. That is ahimsa. If you are not doing that one, and let the whoever wants to come take whatever you want from here, that is called as ahimsa to the institution where you belong. Ahimsa, observe the ahimsa. Ahimsa, Lord Sri Krishna says, ahimsa, you have to do that one. Whatever you are in the Punjab border, the police, in the army, they are doing the ahimsa, protecting the... if the doctor doing the surgery, doing ahimsa by removing the growth, excess growth, it is ahimsa. Ahimsa, satya, satya means talking not as it is. Talking as it is not satya. By saying, talking something which brings good to the bigger, good to the others, it is called a satya. Satya, we don't know what is satya. As a YIC student, we enrolled, we thought yoga is this one. After I studied and I do MSc, I thought yoga is that one, not that one. Now yoga is this one. After if I do PhD, I thought yoga is that one, not that one, this one. So, evolving truth. Not to talk as it is. If the mother child is saying that, give me lolly, mother says, sorry, chilali is over. Mother is concerned about protecting the teeth of the child. She would have told lie, but it is bringing the good to the child. It is called a satya. By telling what, which brings good to others, is called a satya. Ahimsa, satya, asteya. Asteya means acknowledging. Steya, not stealing. If you are doing a report, acknowledgement. Not to take what does, is not belonging to you. Not or acknowledge. Not asteya. Asteya means not to take what is not belonging to you. These principles, though India, from Bharat it has come, we have forgotten the basic ethics of life. These are the basic ethics. As a child, I used to learn these things. Now, these are becoming a rare commodity in India also. Because of that, we can't trust anyone. I can't trust my neighbor. There is no trust has broken. I may be in an apartment of 200 families are staying, but I don't trust my neighbor. No trust. No mutual trust. We lost that connectivity. These are the basic ethics of the morality taught by our rishis. Asteya, brahmacharya. Brahmacharya doesn't mean not marrying. Brahmacharya, Sri Krishna had 16,108 wives, but Sri Krishna Ashtotara talks about Anadi Brahmachari cha. Lord Sri Krishna has been called as Anadi Brahma, Brahmachari. Arjuna had 4 wives, still he is regarded as a brahmachari. In the Mahabharata war, towards the end, Ashwatthama did not marry. Arjuna had 4 wives. Then they, Ashwatthama, released the Brahmastra to destroy the whole world. Arjuna countered it. Vedavyasa appeared. He asked him to withdraw. Otherwise, world will be destroyed. Then Vedavyasa said, if you had observed the Brahmacharya, you could withdraw your weapon. So Arjuna could able to withdraw. Ashwatthama could not withdraw Brahmacharya. Not, I am not married, doesn't mean I am a Brahmachari. General understanding, not marrying is Brahmachari. Brahma charati, always thinking good, higher things. Always mind is set on thinking about higher possibilities. Think good, think higher, not mundane. I want to go to Canada, for example, make lot of money or buy a house, lot of money, big car. It is not brahmachari. It is ordinary. Majority, most people are thinking about that one. You as a yoga person, you must be different. You are thinking, how can I enrich my life and others' life? Always thinking higher possibilities. How can I make my country better? How can I contribute? How can I make my society better? Brahmacharya, aparigraha. Aparigraha means simple living. Yogi, unlike general, is satisfied with simple living. Look at our Guruji. Always he can come to Australia and America in a dhoti and a shirt. Not extravagant 3-piece and a posh watch and a polished shoe. Not that bad, but yogi is contented with simple living. Not keep on hoarding things. Whether I want or not, I keep on buying. Keep on buying. Aparigraha, minimize your need. If you are so busy acquiring for yourself, you won't be able to contribute to others. So, it's a Ministry of Defense is talking about. And Home Ministry is talking about Shaucha. Purify yourself physically, mentally. We say the mantra, Kayena Vacha Manase Indriyairva. Your Kaya is body, Vacha talking and thinking. Talk. Physically, you are pure. Talking also, not to use abusive language. Abusive language in the Upanishad also talks about, if you are always talking abusive language, in the Buddha story, it comes, Buddha once went for Bhiksha, Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi. One household lady, she started abusing him. You young man, what is wrong with you? Can't you work and make your own living? Aren't you ashamed to keep on begging? And saying so, she shut the door. So, the Buddha was not affected. He continued. His disciple asked, Sir, were you offended? He said, The food she did not give to me, who will eat that food? Disciple said, she will eat it. So, the one, it is not received by me, she will eat it. She abused me, I did not take it. So, who will eat it? It will go back to her. So, it will go back. So, abusive, if that person is not recipient, it will go back to them. So, as a yoga practitioner, if somebody is abusing at you, not to counter, not to get offended, not to accept. They might have said, hey, you! You say, that person told to my shirt, not me. This shirt is not me. Okay, I am in the road, they will be driving, they will be abusing. They may point out and say, you think that, okay, they are told to my shirt, not me. And you push it, not to take it personally, not to take it. How much you can take on negative? Take on, suppose you are fast asleep, I come and scream at you. You are fast asleep, you did not take it. So, what is not relevant to you, not to accept, not to take it personally. It will add poison to your mind. Poison, shaucha, santosha. The mark of a yogi is always smile on the lips. Always happy. In the Mahabharata talks about Savitri, Satyavan Savitri's story. Savitri had always smile on the lips. One day that Satyavan went to fetch firewood. Savitri also went, and Savitri knew this is the last day of him, told by Narada. She went, she wanted to be with her husband in the last minute. Satyavan went, and Savitri, so devoted, she was always doing the japa of the Lord, Nama Smarana, and in the last minute, when the midday, Satyavan said, I'm feeling tired. Savitri knew that the time has come, he's going. And she made him to sit and made him to put his head on the lap. And Satyavan said, I'm feeling dizzy. I'm feeling bit, limbs are becoming immobile, saying so, and in front she could see Yama has come with pulling the soul out of that one. She could, because she had done the sadhana, she could see that one. She could see, and she was discussing with Yama. And as Yama started proceeding, Savitri also started following Yama. And Yama said, why you are following? You know, person who has dead cannot come back. You go back and finish off whatever you have to do, cremation or whatever, you finish off. No point in following. That because of the presence of the mind, where she had done so much of sadhana, she said, Yamaya Dharmarajaya, you are a Dharmaraja, and you are glory, and I want to follow. If somebody follows a noble person for three steps, they get bondage, they get attracted. I got attracted to you. I am following the Dharmaraja. I don't want to give up the path of the Dharma. I want to follow. So, Yama was so pleased, you are so presence of mind, he said, ask any boon apart from the life of your husband, what you wanted. Savitri said, give me that her in-laws had become blind, and she said, may my in-laws were usurped of the kingdom, may they get their kingdom back. Then Yama moved further. She started following. I gave you the boon. Why are you following? And she said, Yama is without Yama, there won't be any righteousness. Because of you, righteousness prevails. I want to follow the path of righteousness and started glorifying. Yama said, ask another boon, except for your husband's life. What do you want? She said, give me the boon that her parents did not have a male issue. May my parents, father get a male progeny. He said tathastu and he started moving. And Savitri started following further. I told you, go back, you are still following. You are still following. And Savitri said, how can I move away from the path of righteousness? I want to follow. I have been following my husband all through my life. I can't leave him. I am following. Yama said, I am so happy with your firm conviction, dhriti, and take one boon, anything apart from your husband's life. Then she said, may my father-in-law see his grandchildren. He said, tathasu. And Savitri was still saying, how can I have a grandchild without my husband? He said, Yama said, I like your shrewdness. Satya. You could able to get this one, Savitri, because you are on the path of righteousness. And brought Satyavan back to life. And it was already midnight. Everyone, Satyavan's parents were also worried. Markandeya Rishi said, no untoward incidents will happen to your son and daughter-in-law, because Savitri always has a smile on her lips. One who has a smile always on the lips, always there will be a divine protection. It is talking for us also as a yoga sadhaka, always have a smile. It is an indication of divine presence in us. Yoga is divine. Not to have long face and frowny face, ahimsa is shaucha, santosha, always happiness, shaucha, santosha, tapa. Tapa means endure the challenges. Challenges, you all have come from different places, one from Bangalore, but others are from even Delhi and other places. Moved away from your comfort zone. You have moved away from the comfort zone and you are here. Something may not be right, may not be according to your liking. Endure. How long you are there? 1 month? 2 months? Why keep on complaining? And in this, when you go on different places, not to keep on complaining, that is not right, this is not. Endure for your personal discomfort. For example, every year I take a group of students to Himalayas. Two main purpose, one is sadhana, second one, from the comfort zone, become uncomfortable. Try to be comfortable in the uncomfortable situation. Tapas, swadhyaya, daily reflect on the pages of scriptures, contemplate. Ishwara pranidhana, you need devotion. Not to say, I deny God. Some people are practicing yoga, but they have no faith in God. Complete surrender is required for inner purification. This asana, pranayama, and yama and niyama helps in purification. Yoga is nothing but a process of purifying ourselves. As I have a cataract, I can't see properly. When I start purifying myself, when the cataract has gone, my clarity in my thinking improves. Cataract goes, I can see things better. I can understand things better. And I can perceive things better. Clarity increases. That, when the clarity increases, higher things dawn in us. Yoga for invoking the higher things in our life by removing the cataract, through removing the impurities from the body, through the practice in the physical level, breathing level, and mind level.